South Africa is facing a backlash from the rest of the continent over the targeting of immigrants in a wave of xenophobic violence. More than 300 people have been arrested in connection with attacks on foreigners, who are being blamed for taking jobs from South Africans and for committing crimes. Six people have been killed and thousands of foreigners have been forced to flee their homes to makeshift camps. Zimbabwe, Malawi and Mozambique have now announced plans to evacuate their citizens. President Jacob Zuma is calling for calm and is pleading with foreigners to stay in South Africa. Mputi Mputi is joint chairman of the Soweto Business Access. He joins me this morning from Johannesburg. Welcome to RN Breakfast.
How are you, Helen?
Very well. Now, so you're a businessman. Could I ask you, what is the view of the business community about these migrant workers? Do they bring key skills and benefit the economy or not?
Well, Ellen, let me first agree with your introduction that 300 people have been arrested. This is a sign that South Africa as a whole, black and white, are in unison in saying that we do not at any stage expand the cause of violence against anyone who is South African or people that are from neighboring countries. And as a result, we say we are very much against xenophobia.
So you're saying, as President Zuma did, that this is not a widespread view in South Africa, the view that these migrant workers are taking jobs and causing social unrest?
Well, the reality, Helen, is that we as South Africa are seen as United States of some sort, in the sense that we present a lot of opportunities against other economies in neighboring countries. And as a result, we tend to attract a lot of people. But the reality, Helen, is that South Africa, in its current situation, cannot accommodate all the people from the continent. And that's why we are calling on the countries to they themselves come up with innovative ways in which they can create jobs so that people do not necessarily need to all come to South Africa. But the reality is that we believe that a government, our South African government, has been very proactive in setting up task teams to be able to solve this problem. But the missing link within the team that is seeking a resolution to this is big business. We are not seeing any action whatsoever from big business, and that's why I call for concern.
So forgive me, you're not seeing any action from whom?
From big business, especially big companies that are operating outside of South Africa. You remember that there's a lot of companies that are making a lot of money since the new democracy. But since the start of these violent attacks, we haven't seen them taking any action whatsoever to be able to say they themselves are against xenophobia.
So you seem to be saying that this is a genuine national problem for South Africa, the porous borders, the fact that with unemployment running at 24-25% in South Africa, the country genuinely can't accommodate what I think is 2 million documented and undocumented immigrants flowing into the country.
Yes, it is true, Helen, that South Africa, since the new democracy, we are still faced with a great level of unemployment. There's a lot of people that were retrenched when the government was streamlining its operations, when big business was streamlining its operations, there was a lot of job losses. And as a result, we have seen, coupled with the existing unemployed South Africans, a lot of foreign nationals who come into South Africa who are prepared to work for close to nothing, then taking jobs to existing breadwinners in South Africa. And those are the issues that are causing a lot of tension between South Africans and foreign nationals, because the few South Africans that are working are being undercut in terms of the salaries are being undercut by foreign nationals who are prepared to work for nothing.
All right, a significant regional problem. Thank you so much for your update on that situation. Mputi Mputi, the joint chairman of the Soweto Business Access.